It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, July 11th, 2017. Today is the birthday of British physician Thomas Bowdler, who was so offended by what he considered indelicate language that he had the nerve to rewrite Shakespeare for proper British families in the early 19th century. Remember, this is the era in which the terms light meat and dark meat replaced the words breast and thigh when speaking of parts of a chicken, and tables were covered with floor-length cloths to hide their legs, which were called limbs for the sake of modesty. Thomas Bowdler, the champion of all this linguistic purity, was born in 1754 and is best known for publishing The Family Shakespeare, an expurgated edition of the Bard's poetic and dramatic works. Edited by his sister Henrietta, it was intended to provide a version of Shakespeare that was thought to be more appropriate for women and children. From his name, we also get the verb bowdlerize, or bowdlerize in America, which means to censor elements deemed inappropriate, not only in literature, but also in films and television programs. Bowdler also published several other works, some reflecting his interest in and knowledge of continental Europe. His last work was an expurgated version of Edward Gibbon's Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, published posthumously in 1826. That one must have taken him a very long time to complete. In September 1806, when he was 52, he married the widow of a naval officer. The marriage was unhappy, and after a few years, Bowdler and his wife lived apart. They had no children. After the separation, the marriage was never referred to again by the Bowdler family, and in his biography, there is no mention of it. In his childhood, his father had entertained the family with readings from Shakespeare, and later he realized that his father had been omitting or altering passages he felt were unsuitable for the ears of his wife and children. Bowdler felt it would be worthwhile to publish an edition which might be used in a family whose father was not sufficiently circumspect or judicious to undertake the necessary purifications himself. And so, in 1807, the first edition of The Family Shakespeare was published in four small volumes. In 1818, Bowdler published an enlarged version of it, which had considerable success. By 1827, the work had gone into its fifth edition. His sister had a major role in contributing to it, but she was not credited at the time, because then a proper woman of good breeding and decent upbringing did not dare confess that she even understood the meaning of some of Shakespeare's racier passages, much less admit to having read them. To his credit, Bowdler did not mess with Shakespeare's text, as did some earlier editors and performers. Nahum Tate, as poet laureate in 1681, rewrote the tragedy of King Lear to give it a happy ending. In 1807, Charles and Mary Lamb published Tales from Shakespeare for Children, with summaries of 20 of the plays, which rarely quote from the original text. Bowdler died at Swansea at the age of 70 and was buried there at Oystermouth. He bequeathed large donations to the poor and gave his massive library, consisting of thousands of unedited volumes collected by his ancestors, to the University of Wales. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for July 11th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.